الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. ما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطعني دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are akthar min an yuhsa, impossible for any type of calculation or any mathematical formula to be utilized for us. Forget about counting, even acknowledging or realizing the manifest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala throughout the Quran, one verse very succinctly and beautifully describes this, where Allah says, Alam taraw, alam taraw, will you not see? Will you not acknowledge? Will you not realize? What is it, my Allah? And you tell someone, hey bhai, look. This is alam taraw. Hey bhai, look. So what is the natural reaction? What must I see? What are you drawing my attention towards? أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Will you not see? Will you not look? Will you not realize? Will you not acknowledge that Allah has placed into your service, insan, human being, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. So how many ni'mats of Allah? How many bounties of Allah? This is Quran, and this is Kalamullah, and this is Haq. Allah says everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is working for insan. The oceans, it is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans, they estimate contain 100 million living organisms. So how many are the creation of Allah? And Quran is telling us that all this whole system Allah put into place. سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah put it into place for the service of humanity. And then, look at how this same concept in that same verse is further elaborated. Allah says, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. إِسْبَغَ. Isbagh, the closest thing in the English language which we can relate it to, this expression of Quran, is like torrential rainwater. When rainwater is pouring down, can you count the number of droplets? If it's a torrential storm, impossible. Allah says exactly like that, my ni'mats and my bounties are raining down upon you. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth was created for you. You were created from a drop of sperm. You were created from sand and dust. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah elevated you. Allah honored you. Every second, every breath, human being subconsciously is breathing out 20,000 times a day. Now if you have to accept that, 20,000 times a day, every breath you take in, you have to thank Allah. Every breath you take out, you have to thank Allah. Inhaling, exhaling. So 40,000 times is just your respiratory system. Allah's ni'mat, Allah's bounties, and throughout Quran, interspersed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly draws our attention to this. The reason I've mentioned all this, we've got limited time on the occasion of Jumu'ah. But the reason I'm mentioning all this is for us to contextualize and for us to appreciate the verse of the Quran which I recited in my khutbah. That Allah who placed everything and everything in the heavens and everything in the earth into our service. That Allah whose ni'mats and bounties are like torrential rainwater pouring down upon us. Throughout the Quran mentions, enumerates, illustrates, elaborates, opens up before us the extent of His favors and bounties upon us. But one ni'mat, one bounty is highlighted. Highlighted in a manner that you and I, Quran is Kalamullah, and Quran is what we call Ajazul Kalam. That kalam which rendered every human being useless. They cannot produce something like it. Its level of balaghat, its level of eloquence is unmatched, unparalleled. And AI and quantum physics and whatever they want to do throughout the ages will never be able to produce the like of the Quran. In that kalam, eloquently, that verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, understand it in the context of what I have mentioned, when Allah says, laqad, laqad, lam qasmiya, Allah takes an oath. Qad, second level of emphasis, laqad, Manallah, laqad manallah. Literal translation, by my qasam, by my izzat, by my dignity, by my honor, by my majesty, I have made ihsan upon you. I favored you. Who is saying this? That Allah whose ni'mats are already raining down upon us. That Allah who put into our service everything in the heavens and the earth. That Allah who created us. That Allah who every second is giving us air to breathe. And the countless balances and counterbalances that are to be in place to facilitate that process. The same Allah is saying, "Ey insan, O my banda, O believers, O ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a doubt, I take a qasam, I did one very, very, very special favor for you." Ya Allah, what should the Quran have said? I did a special favor for you, I created you. I did a special favor for you, I gave you iman. I did a special favor for you, I gave you parents. I did a special favor for you, I gave you air to breathe. I did a special favor for you, I am giving you food to eat, shelter. I did a special favor for you, I created Jannat for you. I did a special favor. How many ni'mat? What should it be? What does Allah highlight? What does the Quran say is the greatest ihsan, greatest favor of Allah upon this ummah? Highlighted by the Quran, laqad kana, kana is fi'l madi, in other words, past tense, emphasis upon emphasis upon emphasis. In other words, of all my ni'mats, of all my bounties, there is no greater bounty than this. And what is it? Laqad manallah 'alal mu'minina idh ba'atha fihim rasulan min anfusihim, when I sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to you. This is the greatest favor. This is the greatest bounty. This is the greatest ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every one of us when we were chosen to be in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a nabi was given to us. Now ask ourselves the question, what does this mean? That 12 days of Rabiul Awwal we must sing a few songs? Or read some naats and nazams? Is this the implication, or is this the requirement? Or on our lips there should be this declaration, Main to aashiq-e rasool hai, I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because understand, what haq or what attempt you and I can make to try to praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fade away into insignificance if we compare it to the extent to which Allah has honored Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, their introduction took place when? After they came to their people. They informed them that I am the Nabi of Allah. Then their sifat, then their attributes were mentioned. When it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li inda Allahi asma, ana Muhammad wa Ahmad wa Mahi alladhi yamhu Allahu bi al-kufr wa hashir alladhi yuhsharu an-nasu ala qadamayya wal aqib alladhi laysa ba'di nabiyyun وفاتح وخاتم وطاها وابو القاسم وياسين. One hadith I mentioned, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah gave me 10 names. Ulama mentioned, they say, kathratul asma tadullu ala kathratil sharaf. More names, the greater the sharafat. More names, the greater the dignity and the honor and the status. Quran, hadith, Kutub Sabiqa, Quran, Hadith, past revelations and scriptures. Ulama have enumerated 525 names in the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst those names, Fatih, which means Allah will give you victory. Allah will establish your shariat and your deen. Another meaning of Fatih. Fatih, Fatah in Arabic means to open. In other words, the introduction took place with me. What does that mean? I'll come back to that just now. Fatih, Khatim. In relation to those two names, what does it mean? Nubuwat started with me and Nubuwat ended with me. Nubuwat ended with me, Aqib. الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ نَبِيٌّ. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah gave me the name Aqib. After me there will be no Nabi. Nubuwat ended upon him. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah sent him with khatm nubuwat. That much we understand. But what does Fatih mean? In this context, what does it mean? Nubuwat started with me. He was the last of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. To understand that, understand it in this light. Rabiul Awwal, according to majority of the historians, the zuhur, the revelation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam took place. When was he actually created? When was he actually created? This question or this dilemma beautifully is answered by that sahabi who is the most prolific narrator of ahadith, 5,374 ahadith. One day Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mata wajabat laka nubuwa? Mata wajabat laka nubuwa? Ya Rasulullah, when did Allah make you His Nabi? When did Allah make you His Nabi? Nubuwat ended with him. When did it start? From when were you the Nabi of Allah? Abu Huraira expected the response. I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. It was a Monday. According to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, I was in Ghare Hira. According to other narrations, 21st of Ramadan. Jibreel came down with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq. And Allah made me His Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira expected the response to be. But what did my Nabi say? Kuntu Nabiyan wa inna Adama munjadilum bayna al-ma'i wa-teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed, and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Already I was the Nabi of Allah. Nubuwat started with me, Fatih, Khatim. Nubuwat ended with me. From when? Like I said, other Anbiya, their introduction took place when Allah sent them to this world. When did the introduction of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take place? Understand the maqam, the status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Imran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ Surah Al-Imran, Allah in that verse describes something that occurred when Adam alayhi salam came. Before Adam alayhi salam came, no, in Alame Arwah, in the land of the souls, Allah gathered Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, every Nabi that was to come to this world, and Allah addressed them. Allah took an oath, Allah took a misaq, Allah took an ahad, Allah took a covenant from every Nabi in Alame Arwah, that during your nubuwat, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sent, what are you required to do? لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ You will have to bring iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you will have to become the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي This is the balagat and eloquence of Quran. Every Nabi had to swear a pact and covenant with Allah in Alame Arwah that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes during your nubuwat, you will bring iman and become the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Throughout the ages, الذين يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل Allah tells us in the Quran throughout the ages Torah, Injil, previous scriptures. One riwayat Abu Nu'aym mentions in his Hilya. Allah Ta'ala draws the attention of Sha'ya alayhi salam, a Nabi of the Bani Israel. Ya Sa'ya, qum, O Sa'ya, stand up. فَإِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُطْلِقُ لِسَانَكَ بِوَحْيٍ Because I'm going to send revelation to you now. I'm going to inform you of something that is going to come. A great ni'mat, a great bounty. What is the reaction of Shaya alayhi salam? يَا سَمَا إِسْمَعِي وَيَا أَرْضْ أَنْسِتِي إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُدَبِّرَ أَمْرًا وَيَقْضِيَ شَأْنًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُنَفِّذَهُ وَيُرِيدُ أَنْ يُحَوِّلَ الرِّيفَ إِلَى الْفَلَاحِ والآجام في الغيطان والأنعام في والأنهار في الصحارى والنعمة في الفقراء والملك في الرعاة ويريد أن يبعث أميا من الأميين ليس بفظ ولا غليظ ولا صخاب في الأسواق لو يمر على الجمع ولو يمر على القصب اليابس لم يسمع من تحت قدميه ولو يمر إلى جنب السراج لم يطفئه من سكينته من تحت قدميه Riwayat is long, very, very briefly. Unfortunately, time constraints. O sky, listen. O the earth, become silent. Allah is intending to inform you of a great bounty for humanity. The deserts will be turned into gardens. The poor will become wealthy. The tide of humanity will change. Allah intends informing you of a Nabi-e-Ummi which is coming. A Nabi-e-Ummi which is coming. Such a Nabi, أَفْتَحُ بِهِ أَعْيُنًا عُمْيَا آذاناً سمى قلوباً غلفا أسدده لكل أمر جميل وأهب له كل خلق كريم أجعل السكينة لباسه والبر شعاره والتقوى ضميره والحق منطقه والعدل سيره سيرته والعفو والمعروف خلقه A Nabi is coming. Those who are blind will get sight. Those who are deaf will start hearing. Those hearts which have been blocked up will be opened up. Such a Nabi is coming. Sakina, waqar, dignity will be his covering. His speech will be taqwa. His conduct, his elegance will be, his conduct will be truthfulness, will be steadfastness. His name will be Ahmad. Islam will be his millat. The list goes on. I'm not going to go into translation because unfortunately we'll get bogged up with the time. Throughout the ages, Ibrahim Khalilullah reconstructs Kaabatullah. What happens? Allah Ta'ala describes this in the Quran. Various places in the Quran. Right in Surah Baqarah. Right in the beginning. When Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, Kaabatullah is reconstructed. Now Khalilullah raises up his hand. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ya Allah, the house is ready. The owner of the house is needed. Ya Allah, the masjid is ready. The imam and the khatib is needed. Ya Allah, the place is ready. The one who will lead it and occupy it is needed. Ibrahim Khalilullah, Isa Zabihullah, Ismail Zabihullah, hands are raised. What dua? Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam min anfusihim. Oh Allah, send from amongst them a Nabi who will be from their progeny. Dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam throughout the ages, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Isa alayhi salam, Quran, wa mubashiran bi rasuli yati min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. Allah Ta'ala mentions Isa alayhi salam is informing his ummah a Nabi is going to come. I digressed earlier when Allah Ta'ala mentions about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran that we have mentioned. الَّذِينَ يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Those who understand a little bit of Arabic, unfortunately these are delicate points, pearls that are contained. We don't have the ability to explain it properly, but contextualize the beauty of the Quran, what it should have been. Allah is telling us that we have spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Torah, in the Injil, in the scriptures before the Quran. In the Quran Allah is telling us الَّذِينَ يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُ. Qadi Baydawi, a great mufassir, he explains it like this. He says what it should have been: يَجِدُونَ إِسْمَهُ يَجِدُونَ نَعْتَهُ يَجِدُونَ وَصْفَهُ. They find in the Torah, in the Injil, in the previous scriptures mention of his name, of his sifat, of his attributes. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَجِدُونَهُ. You will find him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَكْتُوبًا, written, recorded. Not his name or his sifat or his attributes. Quran says, you will find him, recorded. Qadi Baydawi explains, he says, so much, before the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah described him in the Torah and the Injil and the previous scriptures, كأنها سورة قلمية, almost as if Allah had drawn a picture of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he came. That is why Quran tells us, يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. Finally, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the Jews, what does Allah say? They recognized him like they recognized their own children. They had absolutely no doubt. It was their stubbornness, it was their jealousy, it was their inad that became the obstacle. But that level of description, كَأَنَّهَا سُورَةٌ قَلَمِيَّةٌ, like the poet puts it, بَشَارَةُ عِيسَى وَوَعْظُ الْكَلِيمِ بَشَارَةُ عِيسَى وَوَعْظُ الْكَلِيمِ دُعَاءُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عِنْدَ الْحَطِيمِ فَجَمِيعُ النَّبِيِّينَ بِهِ بَشَّرُوا فَجَمِيعُ النَّبِيِّينَ بِهِ بَشَّرُوا مُنْذُ عَصْرٍ قَدِيمِ. The dua, the glad tidings of Isa alayhi salam, wa mubashiran bi rasuli yati min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad, wa'azul kalimi, the talks and the speeches of Musa alayhi salam, dua of Ibrahim inda al-hatimi, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam at the hatim, at the time of the Kaabatullah's reconstruction, fajami'un nabiyyin basharu bihi, every nabi of Allah gave basharat and glad tidings of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mundu asr qadimi, throughout the ages, in alame arwah, Allah praised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time of Adam alayhi salam, Allah praised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the ages, that is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ana da'watu abi Ibrahim, I am the dua of my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa basharatu Isa. I am the glad tidings, the manifestation of the glad tidings of Isa alayhi salam. Wa ru'ya ummi. And I am the dream which my mother Amina saw. Here I'm going to digress. Time constraints we have. Try to appreciate the extent to which Allah has preserved, set up a fortress around every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They call this the age of quantum physics, artificial intelligence. The whole world is in a race. What are they trying to do? Compact information. Sometimes a small piece of metal will contain a terabyte of information. In other words, more than a trillion particles of information. This age of quantum physics. Start from one side of the masjid and ask each person, by what's your age? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? You were born currently in this age of advanced computer dynamics. What day of the week were you born? What time? Where were you at the time of your birth? Who was present at the time of your birth? Illa mashallah, 99.9% of us will have absolutely no idea. Yet, in the case of an orphan, not just an orphan, born in the desert, in the most backward nation of the time, 14 centuries ago, and yet, the sands of time have not been allowed to elaborate even the tiniest trace of the record of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Born on a Monday, time also recorded, Subah Sadiq. English calendar, 22nd of April, 571. Islamic calendar had not yet started. So they say Amul Fil, the year when Abraha tried to attack Kaabatullah. Time of the birth recorded. Date recorded. Number of days of sojourn in this world, 22,330 days. Number of days of Nubuwat, 8,156 days. Born Monday, 22nd April 571. Passed away on a Monday, 11th of June, 633, according to the English calendar. According to the Islamic calendar, Monday, 12th of Rabiul Awal, 11th year of Hijrah. Passed away at the time of 11 or 11:30 in the morning. Father's name, Abdullah. Ulama say, even those names by which Allah surrounded his Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these are not accidental biological occurrences. The names also were selected. Why? If we look at the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan. Rasulan is tanween. In other words, azimushan rasul. Min hum, min anfusihim, min jinsihim. He was selected. The riwayat of Muslim Sharif, inna Allah astafa kinanata min muddi Ismail. Allah chose the Kinana tribe from amongst the Arabs. Wastafa kinanata min Quraysh. Wastafa Quraysh min Kinana. And then from the Kinana tribe, Allah chose the Quraysh. Wastafa Quraysh min Wastafa Bani Hashim min Quraysh. And then from the Quraysh, Allah Ta'ala chose the Bani Hashim. Wastafani min Bani Ash min Bani Hashim. Ana khayrukum aban wa nasaba. And then from the Bani Hashim, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I was selected by Allah. Selected like a strain throughout the ages. Like a strain. Like the poet puts it, Madhatid Duhur. Madhatid Duhur. Fama ataina bimithlihi. Aeons pass, centuries pass, the like of which couldn't, or like of him was never seen. Walaqad ata. Finally when he came, فَعَجَزْنَا عَنْ نُذَرَائِهِ. mankind will fail to produce the like of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَجَزَتِ النِّسَىٰ أَنْ يَلِدْنَ مِثْلَ مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Women will fail to give birth to the like of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Father's name, like I said, selected. Father's name, Abdullah. Ulama say his inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name, Amina, which means Aman and peace. He was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Midwife who assisted in his birth, Shifa, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf. Later on she became Muslim. Shifa, the one who assisted in his birth, the one who came to cure the maladies of humanity, was being born. Foster mother, Halima. He drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Halima binte Saadiya, also a good name of her tribe. Later on she accepted Islam. Like I said, born Rabiul Awwal, Monday. Why not Ramadan? Why not the Ashur-e Khuram? Ulama say, he didn't need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Rabi'ah. What does Rabi'ah mean? Spring. What does it signify? After the harshness and the devastation of autumn and winter, spring, the light, the rejuvenation is coming. Look at the timing. Look at the timing. Subah Sadiq. Daybreak. What does daybreak signify? Darkness has come to an end. Darkness has come to an end. The light is about to come. Humanity had been steeped in darkness, the like of which cannot be imagined. We can't even go into the details. The sun, the light, beautifully in Quran, Allah uses the same description. Allah describes the physical sun in Surah Naba, Sirajan Wahaja, raging lantern, burning lantern. Same term, siraj, sun, is used for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. The sun, sirajan wahaja, the physical sun. Siraj, but wahaj, burning. Siraj, Munira. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also Siraj, also a son, but Munira. Wahajan, anything that glows, gets close to it. First thing that happens when you look at the sun, your face becomes dark, it becomes black. Munira, when you came close to the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you yourself were lit up. Abu Huraira says, "Ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ka'anna ash-shamsa tajri fi wajhihi wa idha dhahika yatala'lau fil judur." He said, "I have never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was almost as if the sun shone from his face. And when he would smile, the noor of his smile could be seen on a wall in front of him." The physical sun, sirajan waghaja. Anything that goes close to it will be burnt. Anything that gets close to this sun will be saved from being burnt. That sun will physically burn you. This sun came to save humanity from the burning sun and fire of Jahannam. Physical sun, when you go close to it, you will become black and darkened. This sun, Sirajan Munira, even the black Bilal, when he goes close to this sun, what happens? What has happened, Bilal? I can hear your footsteps in front of me in Jannah. Even the black person is turned into a ball of light when he goes close to this sun. This is why Allama Suyuti Rahimullah used to say, لَمْ يَكُنْ جَمَالُهُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْجَمَالِ الدُّنْيَوِي فَقَدْ. His beauty, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not just a physical beauty. بَلْ كَانَ نُورًا رَحْبَانِيًا. But it was a spiritual light which Allah had placed in the zaat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone that came into contact with that light, تنشرح له الصدور وتلين له القلوب, his heart will be opened up and the nur of that light would penetrate the heart of that person. Like Aisha radiallahu ta'ala puts it beautifully, لنا شمس ولل آفاق شمس. She said, we have one sun, and the horizon has one sun. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. Our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? لِأَنَّ شَمْسَ السَّمَاءِ تَتْلُو بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ. The sun of the horizon rises after daybreak. It's already light. Even if it didn't rise, there'd still be light. وَشَمْسُنَا وَشَمْسُنَا تَتْلُعُ بَعْدَ عِشَاءِ. Our sun! Humanity had been steeped in darkness, and the sun, the light. أَفَلَتْ شُمُوسُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَشَمْسُنَا أَبَدًا عَلَىٰ أُفُقِ الْعُلَىٰ لَا تَغْرُبُ. The suns and sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our sun, our source of light, our Muhammad, our Ahmad, our Mahi, our Hashid, our Aqib, our Fatih, our Taha, our Abul Qasim, our Yasin, our Muzammil, our Muddathir, our Tajdar Medina, our Rahmatul Lil Alameen. The whole universe will be destroyed, but this sun will not set. Such a Nabi, this Ummat was sent. I've run out of time. That hadith which I mentioned, he said, I was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Basharat of Isa alayhi salam. And the third part, he said, I was the dream my mother Amina saw. Just a few minutes on that. The riwayat is very, very weak. There is no doubt about it. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah in his Khasais al-Kubra, I'm not going to mention the whole riwayat, just a brief section of it. The reason I'm mentioning it is for us to understand, in this age of quantum physics, there's very little we know about ourselves. Yet, 14 centuries ago, normally, the annals of history wipe out information about those who are insignificant. You'll hear about rulers, about conquerors, about great, great kings, often born in the desert, yet, miraculously, the sands of time have not been allowed to delay or erase even an iota of information about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amina, the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, Allama Suyuti in the commentary, so that ulama don't come to fight with me, mention about this riwayat. They say, he says, fihi nakaratun shadida. There is great nakarat, great dawf, great weakness in this riwayat. But this is not to do with Shariat. This is about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The extent of information that is contained, extent of information that has been preserved. The mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amina, says, 9 months of pregnancy had passed. I began experiencing the normal discomfort that a woman at this tenor of pregnancy experiences. فَرَأَيْتْ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضْ مَسَحَ عَلَىٰ فُعَادِ. All of a sudden, I saw a white bird. It massaged my chest with its white wing. فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلَّ رَعْبٍ وَكُلَّ وَجْءٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُ. All the pain and discomfort that I was experiencing miraculously disappeared. All of a sudden, she says, I saw a bowl of white milk which had appeared in front of me. كنت أتشى. I was thirsty. فتناولتها فشربتها. I picked it up and I started drinking. When I started drinking, فكشف الله عن بصري. Allah Ta'ala removed the veil from in front of my eyes. And I saw a light. The whole world had been lit up. رأيت ثلاثة آلام مضروبات. علما في المشرق. Alaman fil Maghrib, Alaman ala Zahri al Kaaba. She says, I saw three flags, one in the east, one in the west, one on the center of Kaabatullah. I got mesmerized by that vision. The hadith of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah says, his mother saw a dream in which a light rose up by which the palaces of Sham and Syria had become visible. He was the manifestation of that dream. I'm cutting the incident short. Just after the birth, placed in her lap, all of a sudden, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, faghashiyatu wa ghayyabatu, and this cloud covered the body of the child. He became invisible. Then the cloud lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha liyarifu bismihi wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the sifat of my Nabi. Let them come to know the attributes of my Nabi. وَعَاتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَ تَشِيثٍ وشجاعة نوح وخلة إبراهيم واستسلام إسماعيل وفصاحة صالح وحكمة لوط ورضا إسحاق وبشرى يعقوب وشدة موسى وجهاد يوشع وحب دانيال ووقار يونس وطاعة إلياس وصبر أيوب ولحن داود وعصمة يحيى وزود عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. What was special in every Nabi of Allah? Like Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah puts it, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jami'an li sifati karamati al-anbiya allati tatafarraqa fil anbiya qablahu. What was found in little spades, small portions in previous anbiya alayhim salatu was salam of every beautiful quality and trait, Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says Allah collectively placed it in the Zat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bayhaqi mentions in the manaqib of Imam Shafi'i the riwayat, Ma aata Allahu nabiyan qattu shay'an illa wa qad aata Muhammadan akthara minhu. Allah never gave any Nabi anything of beauty and excellence except that to a greater portion Allah Ta'ala granted it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like in his qasida Burda, Alama Busayri rahimahullah puts it, he says, Multamisun gharfam min al-bahar wa rashfam min al-diyami. Every Nabi drank from the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, some section was found in them, a droplet of rainwater or a cup of the ocean, gharfam min al-bahar, rashfam min al-diyam. All this collectively was placed in the Zat and the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given what is called jami'u sifatil anbiya, the special qualities of every Nabi of Allah collectively were placed in the Zat and personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was a little baby, for the next 63 years, he grew in stature, he grew in nobility. Like Allama Sadi rahimahullah puts it, Ba'das khuda buzur, tui qissa mukhtasar, after Allah, in majesty and beauty, you are the final word. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not a milad question. It's not a Rabiul Awwal question. This is the greatest ihsan and favor of Allah upon us when we were chosen to be in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I've run out of time. The demand and requisite of this. The demand of requisite and requisite of this. Understand, dunya, qabr, akhirat, every problem, every difficulty, humanity, this ummah was given the solution. And what is the solution? The ghulami of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Drown yourself, immerse in the slavery, in the devotion, in the emulation of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our day has to become his day. Our night has to become his night. Our appearance has to become his appearance. Our demeanor and our character and our manner has to become his. Because tomorrow a court is coming, by the qasam of my Allah, success or failure, jannat or jahannam, the deciding criteria, mafatihul jannah, the key to jannat, the visa to jannat, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq.